contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A man was shot and transported to a local hospital Sunday with life-threatening injuries. The shooting occurred in the 4800 block of Parktown Way. No one is in custody. Police are continuing to investigate. Police also called to a shooting that left one man injured and a woman dead. 2700 block of Sumter Avenue. Police were called to a subject shot. The man was transported. The woman was pronounced dead on the scene. Police are continuing to investigate. And Representative Martha Roby was in town. She and Defense Appropriations Subcommittee Chairwoman Representative Kay Granger from Texas, well, they toured the 187th Fighter Wing at Danley Field, Maxwell Gunner. Montgomery's one of five locations being considered to house the next generation of F-35 fighter jets. If we get it, it would keep thousands of jobs in the state, and it wouldn't do Roby's reputation any harm. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In San Antonio, Texas, authorities remain on the scene where the bodies have been recovered from a tractor trailer parked at a Walmart.
President Trump commissions the USS Gerald Ford in Norfolk, Virginia.
The newest, largest, and most advanced aircraft carrier in the history of this world.
Both Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort cut a deal to provide documents and to be interviewed in private.
Vice President Pence says there's been a lot of progress stopping people coming across the border.
Illegal crossings at the southern border of this country are down by more than 60%.
Dunkirk coming out on top with an estimated $50.5 million, with $11.7 of that coming from IMAX screens.
Actor John Hurt has died. He was 72.
Jordan Spieth wins the British Open.
Brandon Grace made history. He shot a 62 in the tournament's third round.
At the Tour de France, Team Sky rider Chris Froome wins his fourth title.
Video game maker Niantic says it's going to reimburse thousands of people who bought tickets to a Pokemon Go festival in Chicago. Too many people playing overwhelmed the network.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket. Two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
The Scaramucci he tweeted that the TV cameras are back on in the press room. The press is going to be going crazy over that. That, to me, tells me that Scaramucci is going to be doing more stand-ups.
Yes.
Something I noticed about him, when he was doing the press room and he was doing a group, he was much better than when he was doing one-on-one interviews with Chris Wallace and other people. I noticed, because they were, when he walked in that press room, they didn't know what that was going to be like, and he completely controlled.
Was he live in studio with those guys on the Sunday shows?
Well, whatever it was, it wasn't an edited tape.
Okay, because what I'm saying is, if you're sitting there in the desk across from Chris Wallace or Chuck Todd or little Georgie Stephanopoulos, that you're in the room. And which is very different than doing it remotely, where essentially, for folks who haven't done it before, you're sitting there staring at the other end of a camera.
Right.
And you have somebody in your ear. It's right. Very tough to be anybody who's good at communicating. That's a tough way to do an interview.
It is. He is much better when he's in a room and he's got the people live, but it was definitely a satellite feed. Let me think. Yeah, both two of the ones that I saw were satellite feeds. But everybody was talking about this guy. Everybody was talking about him. And, you know, you go to a church, to a bar, you go to dinner, everybody was talking about this guy. And so he seems to have made a big hit and big impression. Let's go to our good friend Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Well, a little bit cooler under the clouds here.
Yeah.
This is a serious phone call, even though it's going to start out humorous. You know, remember on Bugs Bunny, there was an episode where he met a mafia guy with the big, big, stupid guy and the little short guy they called Big Ed. And Scaramucci reminds me of this guy right here. You know what I mean? He's so animated with the large white cuffs and the high white collar, and his hand gestures are so Italian.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. They're so New York.
With John Dickerson, man, he was really good.
Yeah, he was excellent. And his the way he would use his hands, you can tell he had done a lot of presenting, because a lot of the techniques are ones that I was taught as being a presenter for American Express.
Man, I'll tell you know, you get the feeling, you say, you get out of line, we're going to send our cousin Joey to watch you.
Yeah, we're going to get Guido. Give me the squirrel.
Guido. We're going to send Guido Tiny. We're going to send Tiny over there to take care of you.
Jimmy the squirrel.
Yes, sir. What a fun guy he is. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Red Top. Excuse me, 272-9228. Let's go to the phone and go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, I'm glad he's turning them cameras back on. You know why? Because he wants to whip them right there on live TV.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when he shows up, you're going to know something's he's coming in. Sure. I think he is going to be the stick. I think, you know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be out there kind of doing her thing. And then all of a sudden, he may show up in there, and it'll be his day. And all of a sudden, it's going to be different.
Yeah,
he's going to train them. That's... He's going to train them.
I think he's going to make them an offer they can't refuse. You're talking about, now, I did see him one-on-one over the week, his interview with Jake Tapper.
Yep.
Did you see that?
I did.
He kind of tied him up in knots, didn't he?
He did. I thought, you know, Chris Wallace is really getting on my nerves. First of all, Chris Wallace says things that are not true. He said, I did not say that, and I ran the tape back, and yes, he did.
He needs to move on to CNN or MSNBC or something.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's not going to back down from anything. I mean, I'm just looking forward to watch him get into it with some of these reporters. So you're not going to, you know, he's not going to stand up there and get flustered or anything. You can tell. But I'm glad the cameras are back on, because it's going to be more exciting now.
Yeah, and I think that the other deal is Trump did not like Sean Spicer, because Sean Spicer, he does not like weakness. That to me resonates everything. Jared Kushner may be the only exception to the rule. But he is going to love watching Scaramucci go in and go after the press. He's going to lure them in, and the way he's going to compliment them, slap them. I think Trump's going to be sitting there laughing his butt off in the Oval Office.
Yeah, I mean that's the way Trump surrounds himself with powerful people. That's what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
He want to get a bunch of weenies in there. So it's going to be fun. This guy is sharp, man. I wish he had been there from the beginning, but you know. Round two.
There you go.
Well, and all these Sunday folks can earn my respect back, whether it's Jonathan Carl or John Dickerson or George Stephanopoulos or Chris Wallace or Chuck Todd even. If they do a serious interview that isn't gotcha with Scaramucci, then at the near the end of the interview they say, "Now, Mr. Scaramucci, can you do the fandango?" That's all I want. That's all I want.
Yeah.
That was good. Hey, see you, Jim. Marilla, how are you, my dear?
I'm good. It's been a while.
I know. What's you mad at me or something?
No, I just haven't been had a radio. I haven't been in the car. I haven't had a radio for a while. Just been really under the grindstone. My nose to the grindstone. It's raw.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So, how's business doing for you?
Well, good. You know, I work full-time for the state, too. And
yeah, I know.
Husband's been really doing the vending business. But anyway, I've been listening to a lot of what y'all been saying. I agree. Sean Spicer, he just wasn't, like, really the cutting edge. You know, I wanted them to do Laura Ingraham. I wanted somebody really that would go after things. But maybe it'll be better now.
Scaramucci's the guy. I mean, I really do. I really think this guy can pull it off. And like Joey said, he didn't do well on the satellite feed stuff, and he needs to improve that. But he does really well with the group.
Yeah. Well, what I really called about though was I've had this on my mind for a while, and I don't know why anybody's not talking about it. Not even Trump. And I don't know why Trump doesn't have the power or Sessions or somebody really to get to the bottom of this. But I thought the whole Russia collusion thing was all about who leaked the Clinton emails to, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. And we know who did it. It was Seth Rich, who was killed by the Clintons. So where is Seth Rich's computer? And why? I've heard that it disappeared. I've heard the D.C. police have it. I've heard all kinds
of
crazy
things. Well, let me tell you something. There was some on this one, I hate to say there was some disinformation on that also. The Fox News guy who kind of took that story and kind of ran with it basically mm-hmm. had to back off of that story because he couldn't prove it.
Well, there's a local policeman that really is hot on that story, there's a lot of truth to it. Nobody's got to the bottom of it.
Marilla, that's the guy I'm talking about. The black guy who used to be a D.C. police officer, he was the one who said that somebody within D.C. Metro Police had told him X, Y, and Z. Fox mm-hmm. went to him and said, you said that we need to have evidence of that. He couldn't come uh-huh. up with evidence.
He backed off it.
Totally backed off it.
But there's a lot of...
Where is Seth Rich's computer, though? And has anybody looked into it? And I think Seth Rich was murdered by the Clintons, frankly.
Well, I mean, again, what we're looking for is some evidence that points to that direction.
Well, where is Seth Rich's computer?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But it's
that's why my seat was so funny today.
That's my point. You know,
well, just because something is absent doesn't mean that there's a guilt part of it. I mean, one thing we have to do, we do need to trust the system to an extent. We need to check on the system and make sure the system is working. But we need to rely on the system. I mean, I would love to the CIA to do nothing but figure out what in the heck is going on with all the...
Well, surely forensically they can figure out who leaked those emails to WikiLeaks.
Well,
you know, and if it was Seth Rich, and I heard that what happened was the family asked everybody to back off the story.
Yeah, the family asked Sean Hannity to no longer kind of talk about Rich, about him in the way they were talking about him.
Mm-hmm. But there's something, I don't know, I want somebody to get to the bottom of all of that. To be fair, somebody needs to get to the bottom of all of that.
Okay. Mary Lou, you have a great day. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. I should take this opportunity to mention Brubaker Motors.
Oh, yes.
Eastern Bypass, private location. Yes, yes. You know, they are really an institution in this city. The Brubakers, I know my family and Brubakers have gone back a long, long, long time. And they have been a great part of Montgomery and the River region for a long time also. People used to come from all around. I guess they still do, because they're the largest Kia dealer, I think, in the entire state of Alabama. But they would come from far away just to shop at Brubaker Motors, because they knew they were going to be coming to Montgomery several times during the year. And so they wanted to have a good place to have their car service and things. That's the olden days. But they still do it to this very day. They'll drive by other lots so they can go to Brubaker Motors and get their car. I don't care if you go to every place in central Alabama. So you go by and see them at Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, Prattville location. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We'll be back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brubaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan in the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at ParrottSS.com.
It's that time of year again. The mosquitoes are coming back. The River region is known for its pesky mosquito. We've all heard the late-night mosquito truck driving through the neighborhood spraying to try to calm the mosquito population. But that's all it does. It calms it down. They don't drive where you spend most of your time, your backyard. Well, I have a solution for you. Mosquito Terminators. They apply a repellent every 21 days that virtually eliminates all mosquitoes in your yard. Imagine sitting outside and never having to worry about mosquitoes. Have a pool? You need mosquito terminators. Cook a lot? Mosquito terminators. Have kids and you want them to enjoy playing outside? Mosquito terminators. How do you get these guys on your side? Call LeVon at 513-2940. That's 513-2940. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake. I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We had a shooting last night off Troy Highway, 4800 block of Parktown Way. If I'm not mistaken, it's where those apartment complexes are on the left-hand side, just beyond the Walmart, the back entrance of the Walmart parking lot. It was over a woman.
Actually, my roommate works out there on Troy Highway. I think past where even where you turn on Bell Road. And he said it's a whole other world. And I have to be careful.
It really is. I've had people I've known who moved out there thinking that it was safe. And they said it was just a matter. It didn't take 2 months. And then all of a sudden, this bad element got out there. And it was just awful. They said you would... They had to leave because they had children, and they were worried they would hear gunfire all the time
right
there, and that's not the way to do it. But fought over a woman and emptied several rounds into the person and killed him. The victim was identified as being withheld pending notification of next of kin, transported to the hospital and pronounced dead on arrival. This guy will be facing capital murder charges, $150,000 bond. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to JC.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Well, afternoon, actually. But talking about the Parktown apartments out there, you realize that that's all Section 8.
Well, I'm not sure if it's all Section 8. I think Section 8 is, and maybe that's why, because the person that I knew that lived out there was not a Section 8 person.
Right.
But maybe that's why it changed over a course of 2 months as they were bringing, actually, matter of fact, that is why, I remember telling me that, that they were bringing in Section 8 people.
Yes, sir. And where they go, problems follow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's...
Appreciate it very much. You have a great day, sir. Thanks,
JC. Appreciate you. You know, another part of a discussion that happened, and this is where the media just takes something and runs with it. There was all of a sudden, Donald Trump tweets this thing about pardons, and he's saying, mm-hmm. you know, there's all this talk about pardons, and nobody around here needs to be pardoned, and the only illegal stuff are the leaks and the fake news that are out there. So the media takes his pardon, and they take this micro issue, and they blow it up into this macro huge thing. Donald Trump is thinking about pardoning himself. What? Donald Trump's thinking about pardoning his family members. What? And how did you get that out of the mix? So let's listen to Christian Welker talking about Jared Kushner. hearing, but then the next cup should be talking about crimes and pardons.
President Trump will try to put the focus on his domestic agenda today, delivering a speech about health care this afternoon, but it's his son-in-law who's in the hot seat, Jared Kushner, expected to deliver a strongly worded statement to Senate Intelligence Committee staffers today, insisting he didn't collude with the Russians and, quote, he has nothing to hide. This morning, Jared Kushner, in his own words, as the president's son-in-law gets set to face tough questions from staff members with the Senate Intelligence Committee. NBC News has obtained his statement to Congress. Kushner says directly, I did not collude nor know of anyone else in the campaign who colluded with any foreign government. I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds to finance my business activities in the private sector. In the 11-page statement, Kushner addresses two encounters that have become flashpoints, one with a Russian ambassador and the other with a Russian attorney. Kushner says in April 2016, he briefly met the Russian ambassador during a campaign event. The encounter, so brief, Kushner says the day after Election Day, he had to ask, what is the name of the Russian ambassador? And that Trump Tower meeting with a Russian attorney in June 2016, Kushner says he received an email from his brother-in-law, Donald Trump Jr., asking him for a meeting with no other attendees listed. And at the time, he didn't read the long email chain forwarded to him. But after arriving late, Kushner says he found the Russian attorney discussing adoptions and determined it was a waste of our time. After about 10 minutes, he emailed his assistant from the meeting asking, can you please call me on my cell? Need excuse to get out of meeting.
Okay. So I'm not sure what's wrong with any of this stuff. I'm looking at, and by the way, you can look at the 11-page report at danmorrisshow.com. We have it listed up there in a PDF document. You can also print it out, I believe. But, you know, this to me is just right down the middle. And, you know, I think Jared's going to come out smelling like a rose, and I think the people that are not going to look very good are going to be the media out of here. And Scaramucci is going to be the guy who's going to land this punch on them. He is going to. I think he's going to show up. We're going to see him right after this House hearing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, I think he's going to
It's going to be thunderbolt and lightning. Very, very frightening.
And I think it's a good thing. One thing I've noticed in what he was handling, he is always going back to this fake news story. And whenever they get it wrong, he's going to point it out. And he's going to point it out in a different way than Sean Spicer could never do. He is going to do it accurately. He's going to do it with passion. Let's listen to the crimes and pardons portion.
Kushner's meeting today with the Senate committee behind closed doors, and he won't be under oath. The Russian investigation, top of mind for the president, who tweeted on Saturday, while all agree the U.S. president has the complete power to pardon, why think of that when only crime so far is leaks against us? Mr. Trump's personal attorney and some top aides dismissing the idea.
Pardons have not been discussed, and pardons are not on the table.
Why are we talking about? There's nothing to pardon. There's no one to pardon. Why are we talking about presidential pardons? There's no presidential crime.
But a different message from Anthony Scaramucci, the president's new communications director.
I'm in the Oval Office of the president last week. We're talking about that. He says he brought that up. He says, but he doesn't have to be pardoned.
As for Kushner, he's also expected to address reports that he tried to set up secret communications with the Kremlin. He'll say, quote, I did not suggest a secret back channel. And those additions to his security clearance form, Kushner expected to say it was initially submitted prematurely, leaving out all contacts with foreign officials, not just those from Russia. Congress, meanwhile, has struck a bipartisan deal over the weekend to impose sweeping sanctions on Russia for its election meddling and limiting President Trump's power to lift them. The White House was initially opposed to the bill, and over the weekend, the president's top aides sent conflicting signals about whether Mr. Trump will support the legislation now.
This is back to the sanctions of Russia and this bill that the House and Senate have done that basically locks it in and he can't undo it. I think what he's going to do is he's going to sign it into law, but he's going to do a presidential note on it saying that this piece of legislation takes a power and authority granted to the president away, and if I see fit, I'll do this on my own type thing. He'll just kind of lay that out there, and that's what he should do. That's exactly a presidential directive within a piece of legislation that he signs. He shouldn't go up against these guys because all it's going to do is going to get the Russia story back again and again and again, and we don't need it, I promise you. Newstone 93.1, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the same price as Valvoline Conventional, just $24.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Valvoline Max Life High Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart moving solutions, like moving boxes from as little as 77 cents, bubble wrap, moving blankets, packing tape, all in one place. Moving is stressful enough. Getting what you need in one trip shouldn't be. Make your first move to the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, speaking just minutes ago after a meeting today with staffers from the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian election interference.
The record and documents I have voluntarily provided will show that all of my actions were proper and occurred in the normal course of events of a very unique campaign.
Kushner of the White House, speaking to reporters after leaving that private meeting at the Capitol nearly 3 hours after it began, he added, quote, "I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else who did so." Meantime, the president on Twitter again today, taking aim at his Attorney General Jeff Sessions and at Hillary Clinton.
Calling Sessions a beleaguered AG. President Trump wondered why he and the committees and investigators aren't looking into, quote, "crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The temperature is easing down a bit, and the rain chances are easing up a bit. A sun and cloud mix tonight. High temperature around 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little bit more generous supply today, especially this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, again, a better than normal rain chance. 50 to 60% in the afternoon and evening. High around 90, and a 50% chance of more storms Wednesday. 40% Thursday. High temperature both days in the low 90s. Download our free weather app. It has access to all my videos, push notifications for watches and warnings, hourly forecasts, and radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, Nicole Wallace, man, getting under my skin. We were watching a piece of video from Fox talking about five people that were attacked by a guy with a chainsaw.
Right.
And then they show the picture of the guy, and then they go, they believe him to be psychologically impaired.
He has a disheveled appearance.
It's like, I don't know who you've had to pay to get that opinion. Whatever you paid, I half price when it comes down to me. And the guy had the wackiest look on his face.
And I saw that story this morning, five people attacked by a man wielding a chainsaw in, I guess, Sweden, was it? Or no, yeah. Or Switzerland.
Sweden.
Switzerland. And I'm like, man, that's bizarre. But as soon as I saw the photo of him, I went, oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't like to judge books by their covers, but, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
This guy did not have all the beans in his beanie jar here.
Yeah, he had that weird kind of sallow face, and he had a pot belly on him and scraggly hair. And he was strange. Dead eyes. You're right. Very dead eyes.
Yeah, it's like when I go to prison, I go, ooh, that, you got to stay away from that guy. Don't get close to him. Got that kind of crazy look out there. So Nicole Wallace is going to be talking about Scaramucci. And listen to the way she frames the very bottom, Nicole Wallace. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you make of this shakeup in the communications team? And, of course, there were a lot of rumors that potentially that was just the first shoe to drop and that there may be other big resignations.
Yeah, listen, it's the president's prerogative to hire and fire whomever he wants. And this is obviously someone, I think, who communicates more consistently with the way the president sees himself communicating. He's a street fighter. The president has made no secret to friends and confidants that he's been dissatisfied with the lack of aggression in terms of fighting back against stories about Russia, which he maintains is a hoax. Anthony Scaramucci, when asked on our show, said the Russia investigation is a hoax. So he now has someone who is very much in line with his thinking about these things.
You heard Corey say there about Scaramucci wanting to crack down on the leaks. Yeah. I saw him yesterday in a news program saying he wants to change the culture, is how he referred to it, inside the communications divisions of the White House. How does he go about that?
Well, I'm guessing that you don't really boost morale by saying you're going to fire everybody. And anyone that covers this White House knows that it is not difficult to get folks on the phone at the highest levels of this White House to talk about what's going on, to talk about one another. And even one of the most stalwart defenders of the president said the addition of Scaramucci is just one more person, sort of in the swirl. And what the real problem is in this White House is they don't have a functioning chain of command as a staff. They don't have a powerful chief of staff that sort of keeps everybody out of everybody else's lane. So the chaos is largely a product of a weak chief of staff. This was a decision he lobbied against, he opposed with all of his might, and the president made it anyway. So you talk about other shoes to drop. I think all eyes are on Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus, who were very publicly and vocally against the move to hire Scaramucci.
Do you remember any public announcements by Reince or Steve Bannon about this?
No. Bannon, and by the way, that's what I was reading up on last week. Bannon has been a no-show to a lot of big meetings. He sort of stays in his office and works quietly.
And again, this is part of a press that is just kind of taking one little grain of some fact or truth and then adding all of this other stuff to it. You know, the problem of the leaking isn't because the chief of staff is weak. It's because you've got people that are in the White House that are not trustworthy. They're not loyal. And I can see where Donald Trump would want a level of loyalty out of folks. Let me kind of give you the vision of what this looks like. So you have the West Wing of the White House, and you have the old Executive Office Building. Old Executive Office Building was where my office was, and the scheduler's office was, the political office was, the secondary press office, speechwriters. All of us were on one hall together, and you just walk right down the steps, across the alley, into the to the White House. So you're always integrated with the White House. I was constantly going back and forth. I had my blue pass, which got me anywhere I wanted to go on 29 acres, and which is what we call the White House or Crown. And what happens is somebody will go to lunch at the White House mess, or what we call the lesser mess, and they'll talk to somebody that's over in the West Wing, and they'll kind of go, Joey, did you know that so-and-so happened? That Steve Bannon stay in his office. Mm-hmm. He's not going out. Mm-hmm. So then what that person does is to get in good with the press. They then come up with a reason. It may be at a bar. It may be off a telephone. It may be through an email that is non-whitehouse.gov, and send that over to a press person. Then the press person takes that and runs with it as if it's the gospel. Or they'll get multiple deals of that, and they'll get it from three different directions, and they go, okay, that's, but it's still one person passing on a rumor to another lesser staff person who wants to feel important. Happens all the time. Now, what we were told is shut up and don't say anything. Don't, if you say something and trace it back to you, you're no longer going to be in the White House staff. They don't have that type of a bridge that's there. I think there's so many people in there that have never worked in the White House, and they love, they're into the intrigue and everything. There are a bunch of us in the Reagan operation had never been in the White House, me included. But there were a bunch of people who had. They had the experience, Jim Baker and all these people. They knew kind of what was going on. And it really gets to a problem that you are better off with lesser staff or to isolate your staff. And one thing that the Reagan White House did is they took up a whole bunch of the WHS White House staff blue passes and turned them into a red pass, which means you could just go into old executive office building. You couldn't go over to the House.
Right.
And so they would stop you. The only way you can get to the House is you had to be on a name list, and they'd check you off. They would escort you there, and you would have to sign out going back. And that cut down on a whole bunch of stuff. And maybe that's what they need to do. But this, people are just calling the press so they can look popular and they can look important. It doesn't mean that it's truthful. It doesn't mean it's accurate.
No, maybe they just need to do like a team building retreat, like in Remember the Titans, or we did it at Castle.
Or ropes.
Yeah.
Ropes,
or it's like, okay, Reince, I want you to stand up straight, chest out, fold your arms across your chest. Now I want you to fall straight back without folding your knees, and Steve, Mr. Bannon, is going to catch you. Go.
Oh, crap. That's why Spicer never did it, because Spicer would like knock down and be like bowling pins or something.
Right.
But this whole palace intrigue is these guys got to stop. I think they need to do something that's going to circumvent this. And maybe it could be a lot of different things. One, that you can only use White House telephones, cell, and regular landlines. And you can only use .gov, whitehouse.gov email accounts. You can't use anything else.
I had a friend write an article, I think, a month or two ago. And I'm not going to go into everything he's talking about, but the headline was perfect. He said, palace intrigue is not national intrigue, is not the nation's intrigue. And that if you ask most people in the United States of America, they don't give a flip about all this inside back and forth and jockeying. They don't care.
This is strictly inside the Beltway.
Yes. And so we have to keep that in mind sitting here in Alabama. We're not in the Beltway.
Well, they keep mentioning it. That's why I wanted to point this out to the audience of what this thing is really like, because they're making it sound like they're getting all this inside information and everybody. And again, you can have one person to tell two or three staffers something to make them feel important. And I mean, this is, I would go over to a bar called My Brother's Place. My favorite bar was another one. Closed. When I left, it closed. Class reunion was called. And I would sit there and basically kind of hold court, because that was next to the Department of Labor. And the Department of Labor, they don't see a lot of executive branch folks over there, White House people. And so they would sit there and just ask a whole bunch of questions. And you'd tell them in the best ability. When I was in the campaign, the same thing. You would go out and have drinks and people would talk. And that's what's happening. Then they go back and feed. It does not mean it's factual. Does not mean it's accurate. It does mean that there's somebody out there talking, and it didn't necessarily good for the bigger picture of things. And they really need to get a hold of this. And it's not a Reince Priebus lack of leadership. It's a internal workings and who's in the White House. And the fact that they're not there because they love Donald Trump. I had a friend of mine who said can you help out? You know, you had mentioned on the radio a connection there, and said, I said, look, your person you're recommending has got Democrat leanings. And I said, I can do that. They're having real problems because they have a whole bunch of people in there who have no political compass whatsoever. They have nothing where they've sided in to Donald Trump and what he believes and who he is. They're just operating like a secretary or operating like an advanced person. They don't kind of, I take that back, their advanced office, I understand, is very plugged into who Trump is, what he is, and what he represents. I understand that office has got it better than anybody, so I take that back completely. But you can't put in folks in there who do not love the president, who do not love Donald Trump. And if they don't like him and they're really kind of holdover Republicans or Republican in name only kind of folks, that ain't going to work because that person's going to be looking out for themselves a lot faster than they're going to be looking out for the president. Let me go to the phones and go to Eddie. Eddie, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I've got a quick question. I used to work with Reagan back in the day, and I was a lot younger, and politics at that time was kind of getting my attention.
What were you doing for Reagan? You must have a, you don't have a duplex phone, I guess. What did you do for Reagan?
He dropped.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it goes. News 93.1 FM. Eddie, you're welcome to call back. Just wanted to ask you a question. We'll be right back.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful to behold, but built to be driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
A monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Monday, starting your week out right. Let me see where we want to pick this up. We don't have a lot of time to finish out this segment. 272-9228 if you want to get your shots in. Let's see which way we want to go. Let's do Chuckie Schumer. And this is kind of the new Dems approach to things.
You saw that poll we put up just during the break. 52% of Americans think Democrats only stand against President Trump, don't know what you stand for. Why don't Americans know where the Democrats stand for, and is that your fault?
Well, it is in part our fault. When you lose an election with someone who has, say, 40% popularity, you look in the mirror and say, what did we do wrong? And the number one thing that we did wrong is we didn't tell people what we stood for. Even today, as your poll showed, they know we're standing up to Trump. They like that. But they want to know, what do you stand for? So tomorrow, Democrats will unveil our economic agenda. It's called a better deal. It has three components. We're going to raise people's wages and create better paying jobs. We're going to cut down on their everything they have to pay. And we're going to give them the tools they need to compete in the 21st century. So simply put, what do Democrats stand for? A better deal for working families, higher wages, less costs, tools for the 21st century.
You had president, though, for 8 years. You had control of Congress for part of that time. What took so long, and why didn't it happen during the campaign?
Well, I don't know why it didn't happen in the campaign. We all take blame, not any one person. But now we have spent a lot of time working on this, and it's going to really impress the American people. It is not going to be left or right. It is going to be totally focused on working people who realize, believe correctly, that the system is rigged against them and not helping them with all the changes, rapid changes, economic and social. And people ask, well, are you going to appeal to the Obama coalition, you know, young people, LGBT, people of color, or the Trump people, Democrats who voted for Trump, blue-collar voters? This will appeal to both.
But I have a
it
different...
It will unify the Democratic Party because we are united on economic issues, and a bold, sharp-edged message, platform, policy that talks about working people and how the system is rigged against them is going to resonate. And this is the first time we're going to have it, and our party's going to be unified.
First time we're going to have it. Didn't all of those cliches sound very, 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 very familiar?
Well, what I heard translating it is we're going to raise wages. No, actually, what we're going to do is raise the minimum wage and lose a lot of people's jobs in the process and probably increase a lot of automation in the American economy. So thank you for the productivity boost. Number two, remove costs. That sounds like we're actually going to impose more costs through taxation so we can do more with health care, for instance.
Yeah, remove costs as subsidies.
Yes. So it's actually more cost to everybody. And number three, what was it? Oh, we're going to retrain people. We're going to train people for the 21st century jobs. So essentially a repackaging of the same failed education policies for the last 50 years.
The OCDA program. You're too young to even remember that.
Yeah.
AIDT and all that kind of stuff.
Which, you know, retraining can be great, and people need to be prepared that no longer you're going to be in a job for 2, 3, 4 decades and get a big healthy pension, because that's going away.
It's going away.
So you need to either, there's some companies said, if you're loyal to us, we will retrain you, and you can jump on a new job with us if we're a big corporation. Other folks say, go be an entrepreneur, find a different thing. It doesn't have to be a government program.
I think it's interesting that Schumer is talking about this, and it was supposed to have been rolled out today, and I've been watching kind of over the news, and I'm not seeing anything on this thing. And will the media choose to only take things that are attack stuff from the Democrats against the Republicans, and particularly against Trump, and then when they're actually talking policy, they're going to ignore that? Or will they take the policy and mix it with a little bit of attacking of Trump and the Republicans? Or will they just take the policy? Right now, all they're doing is they're taking the attacks against Trump and the Republicans.
I think they're going to stick with the attacks because that's where the drama is. And it's much easier to talk about. You can speculate about it. You don't have to know much of anything. And they can do a television show.
And it really gets down to a concept that the press is choosing what to talk about, and they choose to talk about negative things against Trump. How about this? Employees at this one company can voluntarily have a microchip implanted in them so they can go on breaks and use vending machines and use copiers and use computers and things like that. And 50 of these employees have accepted, and they're going to do that. Where would I be?
I'm going to let you know. I don't know about that. But the future is coming. That's what I said. The biggest development I'm looking at is space travel, explore the ocean more. But I think the fusion of technology with our bodies, it's already happening in many ways with like artificial organs and these sort of things. And I think that phone that we still call a phone, that little computer you hold in your hand, will start to be integrated into people. I think that's what's coming.
I was looking at a new phone, and I was looking at the iPhone 7S. That's a $799 phone, $799. I just bought a computer for $325. But the technology is moving, particularly the other Internet things, OIT technology, is absolutely amazing. So I'm sitting there looking at this phone, and I found out I can do this on my phone. I can say to my phone, I'm hungry. And it will give me, let me see if I can do it here. Hold on. I'm hungry.
I can help with that. Okay, here's what I found.
It looked at my location, and it has 15 results, and it's got them by mileage from where I am, and then I can change it and group it by food groups if I want to. Just by saying the words, I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
Well, and it'll probably get to a point where you don't have to say anything. I mean, like, you seem hungry. Based on your biorhythms or whatever.
Yeah, there's a new thing that a friend of mine was showing me where they can go in and do their pulse and look at their heartbeat and if there's any defibrillation that's going on just by pulling out this thing and putting their two fingers on it, and it shows up on their iPhone. $99. And he said, this thing is going to save my life. $99.
Wow. It's also, it's ripe for abuse, but so is so for many things.
Well, so long as you're taking the technology, and Jarrett was telling me this, is everything that you're doing on your phone, everything you're doing is being logged in and processed.
Yes.
Everything you do in your car, everywhere you go in your car is being tracked now. So they can go and figure out, well, Dan goes by the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road normally at 11:58. I'm so late. 11:58 every day. And so what we want to do is we want to be sending him advertisers that he's walking by.
Well, and they're going to be like, wait, where is Joey Clark again? Damn it, he's still at home.
Get a life. Get out really? There. Yeah, these new smart things where your phone is, and my phone does this now, it assumes I'm going home. And
yeah.
You give me a traffic report of going home.
Mine does that too.
I love it. Newstar 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.